The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, at this time, I want to officially welcome all of our viewers and our listeners, whether it be by podcast, by Rumble, by YouTube, or by the main website. Again, I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines, and we welcome you to today's broadcast. Today, I believe this is going to be insightful but sobering, and I've entitled this, "Did two recent discoveries give us a prophetic warning?" Did two recent discoveries, and consequently, they both are found in the book of Genesis. These discoveries are alluding to things that are mentioned in the book of Genesis. And I believe this could be a prophetic warning to our generation and the time that we're in. So without further ado, let's get started on this. If you're looking on your screen right now, if you're watching this visually, there's a scripture reference here we left here, and it's from the book of Luke chapter 17, verses 26 and 30. This is, of course, Jesus Christ speaking of what it will be, and he gives you some of these signs of the coming of the Lord, the coming of the Son of Man, the return of the Son of Man. Listen what he says here, and we're going to read this very slowly, and I've highlighted some things here for you that you're going to see on the screen. He said, "And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, and they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, also, it was also in the days of Lot." So we have the days of Noah, the days of Lot. They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. "But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so will it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." So I want to point this out to you. Notice again, from a prophetic stance here, prophetic viewpoint, if you would, Jesus alluded to he alludes to something in the past to point us to what's going to happen in the future. Again, we have been on this thread for the last week, and that's out of Ecclesiastes chapter 1, where in which Solomon said, "As it were, so shall it be. There is no new thing under the sun. That which was is the thing that shall be." So again, I've said and I've emphasized over and over again that if you want to know, if you want some prophetic previews or snapshots of what is to come, just look at what has been and what has been. So again, Jesus in Luke 17, he said, right before the days of Noah and right before the days of Lot, life was normal. Things were going as it always seemed. People were doing what they had always done. They were marrying. They were given in marriage. They were planting. They were reaping. They were sowing. They were eating. They were building. They were tearing down. They were living life as normal. And he said, right before a judgment came of water in the days of Noah and right before a judgment, which we could say a judgment of fire and brimstone in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, or the days of Lot. Now, here's what I find very intriguing. I'm going to pull up another picture here while we're reading this to you. And that is a story that we shared. And the source of this came from The Sun, which is a UK affiliate. This comes out of Britain, UK. Noah's Ark hunters claimed the discovery of boat in Turkish mountains as 3D scans detect a, quote, shape matching Bible description. And as you see on your screen, Bible researchers studying a boat-shaped formation in Turkey say that new data increases the likelihood that the formation originally dismissed as a geological anomaly is, quote, a man-made structure that appears to match the biblical description of Noah's Ark. Now, of course, there's been great controversy on this for years as certain archaeologists have come forward, certain researchers can come forward and said that they have believed that they have discovered the Ark of Noah, and then others have come forward. But I think this is intriguing. A giant shape claimed to match the biblical description of Noah's Ark has been found by researchers using what is called 3D scans. And biblical archaeologists use ground-penetrating radar to study the boat-like formation on Mount Tendrick, which has long been rumored to be the location of the legendary vessel from the book of Genesis. According to the source, U.S. and Turkish investigators have boasted the initial scans are promising and suggest a man-made object heading beneath the mountain, and they remain hopeful that it could very well be the Ark. Creationists have long claimed that Noah's legendary ship is real and was buried beneath the rocky spot known as Durapinar, in the east of Turkey. Geologists, on the other hand, claim the mountainous lump, which was discovered half a century ago in eastern Turkey, is simply an unusual rock formation. But the team led by longtime Ark hunter Andrew Jones believes they have images of what they say resembles the Ark of Noah depicted in the book of Genesis. The ground-penetrating radar surveys were conducted at the site of the Oregon-based Topa 3D, who were surprised at the results. Mr. Jones told Sun Online that, quote, "This is not what you would expect to see if this site is just a, quote, solid block of rock or an accumulation of random debris from a mud flow." He went on to say, "But these results are what you would expect to see if this is a man-made boat matching the biblical requirements of Noah's Ark." According to the research, the ground-penetrating radar surveys were conducted at the site by the Oregon-based Topa 3D, who were surprised at the results. Now, he goes on and says that they claimed they have discovered parallel line and right angles below the surface, which are something you would not expect to see in natural geological formation. So the point is, guys, they have a strong argument to refute the skeptics that say this is just an anomaly, or it's a natural rock formation, or et cetera. Now, of course, in the book of Genesis, the mountains of Ararat in what is known in eastern Turkey is the region in which Noah's Ark comes to rest after the great flood, which is close to Mount Tendrick. Again, by the way, this account of this universal cataclysmic flood is not just something we hear in the West, but this has been told around the world. And even geologists and archaeologists and those who study different aspects of science and creation, they have all come to the conclusion that there was a time when the whole earth was submerged underwater. Now, how do they know that? Because they found rock formations. They have found fossil evidence of this. There's lines, even in the Grand Canyon, there's certain lines that can show where the water was all the way up over certain formations and mountains. And we found oceanic rock formations and fossils, even in high mountainous regions with such great altitude that it's baffled even the most hardline skeptics. So I believe this is very interesting. You can read this whole story. We posted a huge excerpt of this on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Again, the whole entire story, you can find this online. Just research it. It's on thesun.com. So, but again, those researchers that found this are saying that this is huge, and they are holding out to see for more and more research and evidence. But until that comes forward, they're saying that there is strong evidence now that this, and I quote, is a man-made boat structure that has been discovered that absolutely fits the bill of Noah's ark. So here we have the days of Noah that is being highlighted in our time through this discovery. Now, I want to show you just consequently, this has all come out, guys. By the way, last week, this has all come out in just a 7-day period of time. Now, here's another story that came out. According to the Times of Israel, The Blaze reported this. Multiple news outlets have all taken wind to this, and they've all reported this. According to multiple sources, listen to this. An ancient civilization in the Dead Sea area was wiped out by what now has, what they're saying was an apparent airburst meteor explosion with the force of a nuclear weapon that resulted in the destruction of cities and salted the earth some 3,600 years ago, leaving it completely uninhabitable for centuries. You ready? And of course, this fits the bill of what we read about in the book of Genesis 19 as the destruction or the judgment of the cities of the plains. Let me read on more in this story. The findings from a study that was conducted over a 12-month period by a multidisciplinary team of scientists at Jordan's Tall El Hammam excavation project were published this last Monday in Nature Scientific Reports, which is an online peer-reviewed journal. Now I'm going to read this to you. Quote, the evidence of widespread sudden death and destruction that collapsed buildings, melted pottery, and left behind a barren, charred landscape led to the conclusion that the cities and surrounding settlements were destroyed by an airburst larger than the 1908 explosion over Tunguska, Russia, where a meteor detonated with 1,000 times more energy than the Hiroshima atomic bomb. It goes on to say that the findings help solve the mystery of why one of the most productive agricultural regions that supported tens of thousands of people for more than 3,000 years suddenly died and remained barren for several hundred years. Quote, it also possibly offers, here it is, a source to the biblical account of the destruction of the cities of the plains of Sodom and Gomorrah, which was described in Genesis chapter 19, verses 24 through 25. And I'm going to read that to you. Quote, and then the Lord rained down burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. Thus he overthrew those cities and the entire plain, including all those living in the cities and also all and also the vegetation in the land. Now, there is, guys, listen, from a natural point of view, I've heard many arguments on this. There is one camp that has studied this, and they believed that there was a volcano that was in that region that erupted. Thus, it produced the fire and brimstone that was raining down and caused the destruction of the cities of the plains. Now, this has been a point of view that's been held for a long time. But now, I find this extraordinary. I find this intriguing, to say the least, because now we have new research that's given another angle to this and saying, that their argument is it was not a volcanic eruption, but they're saying it was an actual meteor that came out of heaven. And again, I'll remind you that the writer of the book of Genesis, when it was written, is describing something that he was using in his day to give terminology or to give words to something that we would have never had definition of then. So he was saying whatever he saw in his day that the Lord had shown him when this was written was it was coming out of heaven or the heavens, and it looked as though it was fire and brimstone. And again, according to the account, Genesis 19, whatever this was that came out of the heavens, it overthrew the cities, destroyed the vegetation, and wiped out everything in the cities of the plains. And the only ones that escaped was Lot and his two daughters, because whatever this was that caused this, because of the hesitation of Lot's wife, we don't know her name. It just, the Bible references her as Lot's wife. We know that because of her hesitation, because she paused, because she looked back, whatever this was, whether it was a volcanic eruption or whether it was a meteor that came down, and when it hit the earth, it caused her to be turned into what the writer of Genesis says, a pillar of salt. But I find this intriguing. The study notes, according to this research, quote, the study notes that there is an ongoing debate as to whether the Tal el Hamam could be even the biblical city of Sodom, saying that the question is beyond the scope of this investigation. Quote, nevertheless, we consider whether oral traditions about the destruction of this urban city by a cosmic object might be the source of the written version of Sodom in Genesis. We also consider whether the details recounted in Genesis are a reasonable match for the known details of a cosmic impact event. The description in Genesis of the destruction of an urban center in the Dead Sea area is consistent with, with having been an eyewitness account of a cosmic air burst. The study says nothing that matched their findings of stones fell from the sky. Fire came down from the sky. Thick smoke rose from the fires. A major city was devastated. City inhabitants were killed, and the area crops were destroyed. The study also notes that the description of the destruction of Sodom is unique, and there are no known ancient writings or books of the Bible other than the book of Genesis that describe what could be constructed as a destruction of a city by an airburst impact event. This is extraordinary. In more conclusion of this study, scientists have said they investigated 14 major lines of evidence, including the discovery of pottery and bricks that melted at extremely high temperatures. Diamond-like carbon formed at high pressure and temperature, and evidence of minerals that melted at temperatures, listen to this, of over 2,500 degrees Celsius or 4,500 degrees Fahrenheit. The study examined other possible causes like war, earthquakes, and here it is, volcanic eruptions, but concluded that while they could have accounted for some of the findings, only a meteor airburst could account for all of the evidence concluded in the study. Guys, this is extraordinary. It went on to say, they also discovered human remains that they said were so badly destroyed and dispersed that it could only been caused by a massive nuclear-like explosion. I'm going to read this last part, and then we're going to close. Quote, the circumstances and condition of the human bones and fragments that were discovered suggest that at the moment of death, these individuals were going about normal activities. Oh my goodness, guys. Are you kidding me? This is profound. Let me pull this back up. I know this is a rebroadcast for you guys on YouTube and you guys on podcast and you guys on Rumble, but we are broadcasting this live on Facebook. So bear with me for just a second, because I got to pull this up on the screen for everybody on Facebook Live watching this. Let me read this from the findings, and then I'm going to read what Jesus Christ said. The circumstances and conditions of the human bones and fragments suggest that at the moment of death, in other words, whatever happened in the days of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah was so devastating that, first of all, angels went directly to Lot and told him, get your family, get them together, and hurry up and get out of the city before dawn, before the sun rises, because this day tomorrow, the cities of the plains will be destroyed. Hurry up and get out, for we can do nothing until you're out of the city. That's A. B, whatever happened, volcanic eruption, fire and brimstone, an airburst meteor explosion, whatever the judgment was, according to the findings that are being discovered in our lifetime in September of 2021, at the time of this taping, it concludes, and I quote, the circumstances and condition of the human bones and fragments suggest that at the moment of death, these individuals were going about their normal activities inside the palace on the upper ring road and or on the rampart above the road, where they were struck by a high temperature thermal pulse followed by a hypervelocity blast wave from a, quote, catastrophic cosmic airburst. Did you hear that? They were going about their normal lives. Let me read it again on your screen, Luke 17. And as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. Guys, I said at the beginning of this, two major discoveries, both found in the book of Genesis. One depicts the days of Noah. The other depicts the days of Lot. Both incidences, days of Noah, days of Lot, they were living life as normal, doing what they did every single day. And they never, it was not on their mind. They didn't have God in their mind. They didn't have God in their conscience. They were ignoring every warning. They were ignoring the prophets. They were ignoring the watchmen. They were ignoring all the signs in the heavens and the sun and the moon and the stars. They were ignoring everything, the writing on the wall. And they were living life as normal. And in a moment, the fountains of the deep burst open. And the flood came and swept them all away. Likewise, in the days of Lot, they were eating, they were drinking, they were buying, they were selling, they were planting, they were building. Come on, maybe this is not resounding to you. Let me make this a little bit more modern vernacular. They were going to their favorite restaurant. They were watching their favorite reality television. They were on TikTok. They were surfing Facebook. They were taking a selfie. They were going down the road. They were listening to the radio. They were planning their Black Friday shopping in a couple of months. They were planning out their next vacation. They were figuring out what they were going to do on the weekend. They were living life as normal and suppressing all the writing on the wall, the warnings. And in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, boom, it was over and lights out. Guys, this is a stunning assessment. And I believe, and you say, well, I don't believe that that was actually the Noah's Ark that they discovered. And that's all a bunch of phooey and malarkey about Sodom and Gomorrah. Listen, let's just throw all that out to the window just for a second. Let's just go to the scripture of Luke 17. You can do what you want with the discoveries, but I'm telling you, for those who have discernment of the times and seasons in which we're in, I do not believe it's a coincidence that 2021 Earth was decimated by floods and fires. Historic fires in Greece, Australia, America, Russia, and the list goes on. Historic flooding through weather anomalies, hurricanes, tropical storms, cyclones, fires and floods, ravaged the earth in 2021. Oh, and I know it's climate change and it's global warming, but you come on here today, not so you can hear that. You come on here today so this preacher can show you a biblical prophetic perspective. Let him who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying today. And I'm telling you, it's not a coincidence to those who have discernment that these two major discoveries came out in the same week, pointing to the days of Noah and pointing to the days of Lot. So if you don't get anything out of this, get this, my friend. You think you can keep ignoring God? You think you can just ignore the warnings, ignore the writing on the wall, laugh it up? Just like in the book of Daniel, the king was eating, drinking, and merry. He was living life to his fullest and thought everything was going to be great. And all of a sudden, he just happened to look on the side of the wall and a chill went down his spine, because for that brief moment, God opened his eyes and he saw that there was writing on the wall. And he realized in that brief moment that his days were numbered. And before he had a chance to do anything about it, that his time was up. And I'm telling you, friends, if you're listening to this broadcast, you're watching this broadcast, whatever platform you're watching on, if you're playing games, you're not right with God, you're away from God, or you've ever accepted Jesus Christ, today is the day unto salvation. How many more warnings do you need? How many more harbingers do you need? How many more signs in the heavens do you need, guys? It's time to get right with the Lord. So right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, I pray for every individual under the sound of my voice today that's watching and listening today. If there's anybody today on the other side of this microphone that is not right with you, Father, I pray that you would deal with them through the Holy Spirit. You would arrest them where they're at, that you would work on their heart, that you would quicken them, that you would draw them unto you. If they've never accepted you, Lord, I pray that they would repent where they're at, that they would turn from their sin, and that they would accept you, Lord Jesus, into their heart. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again from the dead, you will be saved. If you're away from God today, I pray you back into the fold. We love you. God loves you. The kingdom needs you. Your family needs you. Your co-workers need you. Your neighbors need you. Come on, we need you, because the Bible says this gospel, the kingdom, shall be preached into the whole world as a witness. And friend, time is running out. We don't have much time left. The end of the church age is about to come to a close. And I'm telling you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Son of Man, the Son of God, the Messiah is about to split the eastern sky. And we want to be ready for his coming. Come on, do you believe this today, guys? Listen, we want to give you some information on how to keep up with our ministry, how to support our ministry. So for all you guys watching and listening today, again, if you have not yet downloaded our free app, please do that today. Do it when you get off of this broadcast. Go to your Apple store, go to your Android store. Just simply type in End Time Headlines. If you're watching by Facebook, you're watching by YouTube, watching by Rumble, there's a link right there. It says free app. Just click on the link, guys, and it's going to take you to our page where you'll have another link, whether you're Apple or Android. All you got to do is simply click it, and it's going to take you right there where you can download that. Please do that today. Get our app. Push yes to push notifications so you can catch all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as keep up with all of our podcasts. Did you know that on our YouTube channel alone, we have nearly 1,000 messages? That's incredible. Over 1,000 messages that you guys can go there. They're all archived and you can listen to anytime you want, watch them, but they're all there. They're all free for you and to be a blessing, to edify, to equip, and to inform you. And as always, guys, we want to give you an opportunity to support this ministry. If this ministry is a continual source of blessing to you on a week-to-week basis, we want you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. And why become a monthly partner, you ask? Because it helps us to remain strong and stable. so we can continue to do what we're doing. Again, messages are free. Updates are free. The app is free. The email digest is free. Everything is absolutely free. All we ask is, again, I believe that people will support where they're fed. If you're fed by this ministry, you're equipped, you're edified, you're informed, you're transformed by weekly encouraging messages or messages like this that inform people and so on and so forth and warn, then I believe you're going to be a blessing when you're blessed. I know that's how I am in my life. Am I personal giving, not tithe, but giving, or vice versa? I tithe where I'm fed, what I call my home church. Some of you guys, this is your home church because you don't have a home church. So again, just be obedient to the Lord. Give as the Holy Spirit leads you. We don't manipulate people. We don't tell you, God's going to do this and do that. If you sow X amount of dollars, that's ridiculous. That's manipulation. We'll never see us do that. All we ask, you give as you're led and let the Lord lead you in doing so. And we thank you and we appreciate you guys. And we want to give you an opportunity. And there's two ways you can do that. You can give electronically by going to the app, going to the bottom, or going to the website and giving electronically, or you can give by check or money order, and you can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391 Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So as always, guys, we appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for your prayers and your financial support and monthly partnership of our ministry. We're going to sign off for today. We'll either be back on here tomorrow or we'll be back on Thursday. I can't say for sure. We're kind of winging it because we got a lot of things going on personally, on a personal level, with my family and with my kids and with sports and with this and with that going on. You guys understand how that goes. So it'll either be tomorrow or Thursday. As we get closer to that, I'll let you know. You guys on Facebook anyway, we'll let you know if we're going live tomorrow or if we're going to wait and do it Thursday and Friday. But either way, until then, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance be upon you. God bless you guys. Again, don't forget to share and subscribe on whatever platform you're watching from. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.